With Guided Access, you can temporarily restrict your iPhone or iPad to a single app. This can be useful if you want to hand over your device to someone else, like a child, or it can help you stay focused on a task. When you start Guided Access, you can customize it to restrict certain areas of the screen, disable the top button, and more. We'll show you how to set up Guided Access in Settings, and then how to use it with an app. Ready? Let's set up Guided Access. In Settings, tap Accessibility. Then scroll down to the General section and tap Guided Access. Tap to turn on Guided Access, and then tap Passcode Settings. Tap Set Guided Access Passcode, and enter a passcode to use to end a Guided Access session. Enter the same passcode again to confirm. You can also opt to end Guided Access with Face ID. When you're ready, tap the back arrow. If you tap Time Limits, you can customize the sounds that play when time is up. You can also choose to allow access to your accessibility shortcut when using Guided Access. And if you tap Display Auto Lock, you can choose how long it takes your device to lock or prevent it from locking during a Guided Access session. Now that it's set up, let's use Guided Access in an app. Guided Access is designed to keep you in the current app, so it isn't available on the home screen or in Settings. We're going to use Safari. To start Guided Access, triple-click the top button or the home button on iPad, or the side button on iPhone. If you have accessibility shortcut set up, select Guided Access from the menu. If you've used Guided Access with this app before, the session begins immediately using your previous settings. Otherwise, your device shows the Guided Access screen. Here, you can circle areas of this app that you'd like to disable. We're going to circle all the controls at the top of the screen, including the search field, so our guests can only use the current page. For more options, tap Session Settings. Here, you can turn off access to hardware controls, the keyboard, or even touch if you don't want them to be available. You can also turn on time limit to set a duration for the session. When you're ready, tap outside the menu to close it. Now tap Start to begin your Guided Access session. A message appears briefly, and the area we restricted is dimmed. When you're ready to end your Guided Access session, triple-click the top button on iPad, or the side button on iPhone, and enter your Guided Access passcode. Here, you can change the settings for your session, or tap End in the top left corner. When Guided Access ends, the restrictions are lifted. And that's how to customize your experience with Guided Access.